That was pretty epic.
That was. It was a very nice, like...
If you guys missed it, you missed Ken and I kind of headbanging.
They totally missed it because they can't see us headbanging while we were listening.
But they should. How can they not
see
that?
This is not
a
visual podcast. This is all audio. And that's for you. Like, no one wants to see us do an audio podcast.
That's true.
It's just a lot of us, you know...
sitting around.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
So welcome to the Toddcast, presented by New Dimension Comics.
Toddcasting.
Today is?
The 29th of October.
Oh, it's
so close to the trick-or-treatings.
Yes. Tonight is Century 3's trick-or-treat.
Yep. Last night was Butler.
Yes, and tomorrow, Thursday, is?
The Mills.
Yes.
Mm.
So
if you missed those Halloween Comic Fest books, come out tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Good time had by all.
Words.
So
thanks to everybody who came out over C3 show this weekend.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Yep. I had a sweet master class with the Todd about grading. It was kind of neat.
Which is always cool.
Yeah. It was very interesting, but...
I've had it a few times. It's fun.
I'm glad to know that most of the stuff I was already doing was right.
I'm so, like... I have a book that I keep in my bathroom that I still read whenever it's, like, grading one of, like...
Yeah.
It's like how to grade book, and I look over it, and I never remember.
He's like, make sure you read this part of the price guide, and I was like, oh, okay. After that, it was, look at this, tell me what you think. Look at this, tell me what you think. Okay. And it was all pretty much ballpark, and Chip and I did pretty well. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of great guests. Everybody had a good time. There was a Harley Quinn that won first prize. There was only one Grim Fairy Tales costume, so they won by default.
Was it any good?
It was a Van Helsing, and it looked pretty good.
Oh, that's cool.
So she had like the gold crossbow and everything. It was
fancy.
Kind of neat. It was like a Nerf crossbow that they spray painted gold.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I saw pictures of the Shredder and the Casey Jones.
They looked pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard. And there were some other ones I saw images of.
The Lady Loki was really well done.
Okay.
There was an Ewok that was pretty sweet.
It wasn't Kip?
No. And then there was this dude who had like a giant battle mech. It stood 9 feet tall. It was insane.
What? And he didn't win?
He did not win. Probably because he couldn't move around the room. But,
or was it because he wasn't as endowed as...
He wasn't female and endowed. I don't know. I don't know who took second, though. I forget who took second.
I saw an image somewhere, and I can't... Yeah. I'm trying to find it on my phone, but it's
I know
working.
There was a little kid She-Ra, like a five-year-old She-Ra, and it was cool. Awesome. No. She walked by, and I was like, Todd, check out She-Ra. And Todd's like, oh, it is pretty good. I'm like, shut up, Todd. It's awesome.
There's one thing that Todd never gets, and that's overly excited about things. So.
I know. It's weird. So, but, yeah, thanks for coming up to that. And then we have some other events coming up. This weekend we have
Saturday.
Comic Book 101
mm-hmm.
and also NDC Games Day.
Yes.
Which is ridiculously cool, and everybody's got all kinds of dice and playmats and events going on.
Yeah, everybody has playmats because Elwood has a little bit of everybody's. So yep. I know that Butler's running the Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament and a Magic tournament, so check their Facebook for details. I am judging two HeroClix events in Cranberry, one at 10 a.m. and then one at 1 p.m. And then I think me and Brock are going to do a Munchkin Legends session afterwards. So, but that's on the fence. But I'll be there, actually. I'll be in Cranberry till close. So I'm going to bring my personal games, like Roll for It and Agot, the Game of Thrones card game, and some other stuff. So,
right.
So if you want to come and hang out and play something with me, I'll be there literally open to close Saturday, hanging out and
doing things. Yeah, I know C3's doing some kind of a magic event. I think a commander event.
Yeah, something.
I don't know what else they're doing though. Unfortunately.
But they have all their events also on their Facebook page, so check that out.
And we're doing Magic Draft at noon, Magic Commander at 6, and then HeroClix at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Mills, there's a $3 donation per person that is worked into your entry fee that is a donation to the Extra Life organization, which is a gaming to help kids organization. It's a really big thing. It's huge. One of the guys that works here, Brian, is one of the guys that volunteers and helps for it. And actually, a couple of our regular gamers have picked up and have done that as well. So it's kind of cool.
Awesome.
sometimes people play video games for it. Sometimes people do card games and stuff. So it's kind of cool. It's minimum donation, which is cool. But you can donate more than $3. You can just come in and make a donation too if you want, which is awesome. So cool. Then after that, we pretty much have our Star City IQ here on the 22nd, which Dan and I solidified last Friday when he came to troll me during F&M. It was awesome. I did pretty good, except for the one call that we both missed. Then we have Black Friday, which is probably going to be pretty similar to last year. And
once we get all the mall hours and everything from anyone, we'll solidify that here real soon.
Yeah. But other than that, it's that's pretty much the rest of the year. I know we have a couple cosplay guests from other people coming in soon that are going to be some of our weekends, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. So let's talk some comics.
All right, do you want to go first?
I can. I will talk about He-Man and Masters of the Universe, number 18. She has the power.
Sidetrack, did you see that in December there's a Darwin Cook variant for number one? They're restarting it?
Yeah, looks I really liked good. It. I like actually a lot of the Darwin Cook stuff. I actually have the Teen Titans one on pre-order.
Oh, the one with the band? Like yeah, the band? Yeah, I like that one too. I think those are the two that I'm buying. But anyway, sorry, go on with your...
So this one's kind of neat. Like, it's all about... it's all about She-Ra and actually how she ends up getting her Sword of Omens. Or not Sword of Omens, her sword.
I was going to say, like, they're both called the Sword of Omens? That's weird.
But. No. but she gives up being... whatever she's called when she's the bat, like when she was still working for Hordak, Despera, and
she's cooler working for Hordak.
Yeah, she had that sweet Hordak mask.
Yeah,
and then she ends up like beating this basically demon of the person who killed King Grayskull, and she like the sword that she had when she was Despera like disappears, and she takes the other sword. And she does the whole for the honor of Grayskull and turns into She-Ra. And she looks awesome as She-Ra. And then she brings He-Man back to life, which is cool because she killed him with the other sword when she was Despera. And she totally rides Swiftwind and everything. And the art in this book's awesome. The story's good. This is actually the end of a, I think it's four-part arc that has just been awesome. Like, I've really liked this book since it rebooted this last time. It's pretty solid. If you like the old 80s cartoon, you'll like this book. So check it out. But T-Man, number 18. It's by Abnett, which is cool. Dan Abnett and Mahan and Roberts. But Mark Roberts and Darren Bennett and Pop Mahan.
Pop Mahan.
Pop Mahan. I just popped my hand. But check it out. It's a good book.
Awesome. My book this... I'm doing all number one issues.
And I'm doing all DC books, so this is weird.
Yeah, so... And none of mine are Marvel this week either.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's why I said this is really weird.
And I'm doing them in order of my my enjoyment of the book. So the first one, the lowest out of the three that I read this week, is Edward Scissorhands number one. Ooh. Now, I mean, it wasn't bad, but I was never... It's also by Kate Leth... Drew Rausch, some other people. So I don't have a problem with... I was never a huge Edward Scissorhands fan.
I liked the movie. It was fun. Back
was
in
there
the day.
An animated show of this, or was that Beetlejuice?
No. I don't know. I'll or look both. It up while you okay. do that.
What's got... I know that there's a Beetlejuice cartoon, and it has a very similar anime style to that. And there's a storyline where it looks like... Edward is either back home living... Like where he lived before in the old guy's like big house on top of the hill, or if because I can't remember the ending. It's been a while since I've seen it.
There was so, never a actual Edward official cartoon.
Well, it looks very much like the Beetlejuice one.
That's what I was gonna say with the art that I saw from it. So
and it's not bad, but it's the same characters. But then Edward Scissorhands finds this other little guy like. That he was making, and instead of he has like claw hands that have like real sharp things, and he destroys things
with those.
Is that
like Newman claw hands or something?
Yeah. So basically all it does is she's trying to figure out what her this girl's mom, and maybe the mother is, I don't know. I can't really figure it out.
Sounds very not.
It's okay.
Then not put together well, I guess.
It's not. One of the stories is there's a girl trying to figure out more about her mom and why one person that's related to them died. And the other one's about Edward Scissorhands and this little boy that like he's trying to raise that's also a weird-handed kid. Oh. And he killed something because he's got blood on his hands.
Oh, no.
But they don't say what it is. So
poor Newman.
It was okay. Like, I think this is not for the average, like...
Like, it's for the diehard.
Yeah, kinda. It's like, oh, hey, I really liked...
I like Tim Burton. I should read this book.
That's who it's for. Okay. So, if you like it, go for it. If you like that anime look, it's not bad.
That's cool.
It's just not for me.
My next book, and this is very hard for me to actually say that I read this book, is Infinity Man and the Forever People.
Well...
Number 4.
You read it because Bat Cow.
I read it for Bat Cow.
Yeah.
And it's stupid because it's like gratuitous bat appearance. No. It's like 5 pages of Bat Cow and that's it. And Bat Cow doesn't really do much. Like they come out of their mother box.
What was Bat Cow doing a lot of things anyways? What was Bat Cow like, oh, excitement adventure, Bat Cow.
Well, Bat Cow had its own mini like mini story in a thing where he like saved somebody from a car wreck.
But he just stood there.
No, he pulled this lady out of a car. Anyway, okay, so this book is by Keith Giffen, who I like, and Dan DiDio, who we all know. I have very strong issues with.
He was a very nice person when I met him at the bar. It was very nice. Well,
he is a very nice guy outside of the fact if you're not talking about Batwoman. or the New 52. Anyway, Scott Kolbusch does the inks and Hi-Fi does the colors. It starts where like they all randomly end up in this field of the Wayne Enterprises Dairy and Agriculture section of Ventura, California. And they're like, oh, well, we just missed where we're supposed to be. And then Bat Cow's there. And then they're like, hey, you random cow with the cape. Why are you licking my mother box? Stop licking it. That's disgusting.
That's what she
and I was
said?
Like, really? So then Bat Cow, like brings their attention to the bus stop so they can get the hell out of there. And then gives one of them their hat back and then walks away. And that's it. That's the entire Bat Cow appearance. The rest of the book, I read most of the way through, and by the time I got to the end of the book, I was like, don't really care. I will say that it is awkward to have a random doctor of water whose last name is Scuba, S-K-U-B-A, Dr. Scuba. And I was like, okay, this book is, it's really reaching. Oh, Guy Gardner's at the end as a Red Lantern to yell at them because they're new gods. Yay. Like this, I was very upset, except for the Bat Cow part, but I was very upset that the Bat Cow part was short. So, poop.
Interesting.
That's probably why we don't sell much of that book, but just saying.
Yeah. So.
Also, the layout in that book is very, very old school. It's like 2 panels on top, 1 on the bottom, or 1 on top, 2 on the bottom, or a 4 panel.
Hmm.
Or like it's very old school panel layout, but whatever. Anyway,
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So my book, next book is from Image. It is Goners number 1, and it is by Jacob Simon. Simon. There's an H in there, so me off. Jorge Corona, because there's a J, so I'm not saying so George.
Okay.
And some other people. So basically it is a horror book. It has to deal with a family of maybe, I don't want to say zombies, but they're definitely some kind of like evil creature fighters. Almost like Van Helsing-esque.
Cool.
The kids are hanging out at the house.
Mm-hmm.
The mother gets killed. And the father gets killed too. So it's just the kids. And you find out that like there's another guy that comes and helps them. And they're fighting these weird, I don't want to say they're zombies because they're quicker. And they're like see-through skin.
Interesting.
You can see their skeletons.
Invisible skins.
Yeah. And they have like red glowing eyes.
It's cool. So I have this book in my stack to read at home. I haven't gotten to it.
I dig the art. Like, it's pretty good. It's
I love that they all look like kind of like blue evil Ernies.
Yeah, they're all very interesting. They're all very art's very stylized. Yeah. The guy that helps them out is like this big dude, and he gets like bit, but he's throws one of them, rips him in half, and throws him through a car. And so as they're talking about, you know, then they're like rehashing some of the family history, but they're not giving you too much.
Yeah.
So the new gentleman and the two kids go to this new place, and they're getting attacked again. I think it's the FBI. And more of them show up, but then there's also these weird bat people, and they killed all the police, and they're like using them as puppets. And that's how it ends, because they're trying to trick them out of the...
Oh, okay.
But it's like these weird crow-like monster things.
Interesting.
So, yeah. It was good. It was definitely not a lot of meat. The art was what shined, and it was decent. I'll read it. It's like not as good as like...
4 out of 5?
I would give it 3 to 3.5.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm not giving up on the series. I think there's like they have more that they want to do, because the writer and the artist are both co-creators, kind of like they're coming up with it. So should be interesting.
Awesome. My next book, or my last book this week, is Deathstroke Number 1 by Tony S. Daniel. He wrote and penciled it all, and you can totally tell. This is quite possibly the best Deathstroke book I have read in a really long time.
I've heard that from multiple people.
It's got that hint of espionage, the hint of like just belligerent psychopath. It's got ninja skills. It's got killing. It's got blood everywhere. I don't think there's a single page that does not have blood somewhere. It's got healing generations.
Now, does he have...
Yeah, he has like a healing factor, but it's not like Wolverine style.
It's not Deadpool healing factor. Okay.
But this is probably my favorite panel, where the possum just totally punches this chick in the face, and her face just gets obliterated.
Wow.
I was like, that is probably the best looking face punch I have seen in a very long time. But he almost gets killed-ish by the possum, ends up killing the possum. And then
is this a villain called the possum?
Yeah, a more villain than Deathstroke is villain. And then more he beats up all these... Yeah, right. More human than human. And then he goes and talks to this like monk guy who heals him. But when he wakes up, he's super young and dressed like Ryu. It's sort of.
Yeah, he's covered in blood and like...
He's just got underwear on.
Yeah, and that's a sash.
And a sash. And he's really young. He's like, what the hell did you do to me? So I really dug it. I'm probably going to check it out more. I'm not a huge Deathstroke fan, but I really liked this book. I think I really like Tony S. Daniel, too. I liked him when he did Batman. Mm-hmm. I recommend it. I thought it was really good for those who are curious to see it. I am not a fan of Deathstroke, and I like this book, so... That means it's probably pretty good. I give it like 4 out of 5 for number one.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Cool. All right, so this was one that I picked up just because it was number one and ended up being my favorite book of the week.
Which one was it?
Okay, so I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right because I can't speak English. But so that's a meme, correct?
Yeah.
So that would be meme tick?
Meme tick.
Meme tick.
Or memetic?
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 Memetic. It's from Boom Studios. Yeah. M-E-M-E-T-I-C. So look for it on your...
I think meme tick works.
Yeah. Memetic sounds cooler. Memetic?
Yeah. Memetic. We're just going to call it meme tick for now, though.
Because the whole point is about a meme.
Hmm. So it's probably meme tick, then.
Yeah.
Answers that question.
But I don't know if I'm saying meme right. Is it actually
memetic,
or is it a meme or a meme or a meme? My mom.
I would think it would be memetic.
That's what happens when you
hold
only
on.
Read.
I'm gonna put it into my phone and have my phone tell me.
Oh, okay. But well, I'll explain the book.
Yeah.
So the beginning of the book shows like this area of a town, and it's nothing but like explosions. There's just like smoke going off, and it's very like just rubble. And it says, you know, then it shows the exact same scene below it, and it shows people on their phone, like, either texting or posting pictures on Instagram or tweeting or emailing other people, but everyone's, like, on their phone staring.
Right.
So it's, did you have a
look? Yeah, I got it. Ready? Hold on.
Mimetic.
Mimetic. Okay. All right.
It says mimetic. Siri's steering me wrong, maybe.
Okay. So the beginning is this, you know, all this destruction, and then it shows referencing, like, everyone on their phone, which at first I was like, oh, that's interesting. So it's, like, day one, and it's showing this kid, and he's going through, and he's just messing on his computer. Someone keeps on Facebook messaging him, and he's like, listen, I know that you're online, and you can see these because your green dot on Facebook is showing. And he throws his phone, and he's on, like, Reddit, and he's going through. And all of a sudden, he's flipping through Reddit, and this image pops up of a sloth giving the thumbs up behind this, like, hypno circle.
That was what the variant looked like, by the way.
Do you have any more of the variant?
Maybe. It was on the wall. I don't know if it's on there.
If you have it, I might buy it. If it's just the image of that.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
So everyone on Reddit's going crazy about this, and he's like, that's weird. So he leaves it on his laptop overnight and goes to sleep. Then he has a friend come over, and she's like, oh, my God, look at this on my phone. And it's a picture of the sloth with the the thing. And he's like, he didn't understand why everyone was going crazy about it. But it's all over Facebook. Everyone's going nuts about the sloth smiling, thumbs up, crazy hypno circle behind him. So they're doing, and you find out while he's talking, she's like, don't you think this is awesome? It's like, it makes me feel so happy inside. And he goes, I'm colorblind. Like, I don't get any of this situation. Like, he's like, I only see blue hues, but it's whatever.
Right.
And then it cuts to this guy. He's like, well, you know, it's going to be big because they're going to have an article about it on the local news.
Right.
So it cuts to local news, and there's these two old guys sitting there. And the one guy's, like, cleaning and doing whatever. And this other old guy's sitting there. He's like, I don't know why you're cleaning or, like, fixing those pictures up. I can barely see any since the war, like, an accident. And, like,
right.
He can only see. He doesn't have good vision. So they show the meme of the sloth, thumbs up, circle, hypno circle. And this one guy's like, oh, my God, that's the best. This old guy's like, that's amazing. Like, he's like, I've never felt so happy in my life. And he's just staring at this meme. And you're starting to see where it's going to go. And people are, like, going crazy. And one day, like, throughout the day, about this meme, it is everywhere. There's pictures of it all over the place. It's making some people cry at this kid's college. And the guy in the Army calls a friend of his, and he's like, so what's going on? And it seems to me like this is mimetic warfare. And she's like, because it's all based on a meme. And he's like, so, and the lady's like, well, that's how we started the Rodney King riot. You know, we put some images on social network or on the media, and it got everyone in a and they just went crazy, and started the riot. So it got attention off of some other stuff, and that's what they're bringing, that the riot was caused by the government because they implanted it into the media.
Holy
cow. They should have a riot.
Right.
So as it's going further on and they're showing more and more reports, people are getting hooked on it. And all of a sudden, like, the kid in the college earlier who's, like, colorblind is sitting there with some friends of his, and they're talking about it. And the one kid's eyes start bleeding, and he goes nuts and kills one of the other kids.
What? This is – oh, my God. And that is awesome.
Chokes out one of the other kids and goes crazy.
I would also like to point out that it's not just the spirally thing is also, like, 3D color.
Yeah, it's also,
like,
3D.
It's very, like, where it would be, like, a hypnotic suggestion.
Yeah. So you're realizing that everyone that's been staring at this for so long are starting to, like, go crazy and, like, kill people around them. Old guy that was earlier with his buddy breaks through the door and goes crazy and tries to kill people. And they're just, like, and you're realizing it's because people can't see. The only people that aren't affected by it are people that either, like, can't see it properly. Colorblind, cataract, you know, whatever reason, they're just not being able to see it. So the last image is the president, which is very much looks like Barack Obama. He's like, hey, we're determined to find a solution, you know, and he goes, and he just starts yelling, not yet, not yet. And his eyes start bleeding and he goes nuts. And they cut the camera.
That's awesome.
And it shows that he's trying to, like, so the kid without glasses. There's a kid with glasses that shows up, and he's talking to the kid with the color blindness, and they're having a discussion about it. And he's like, he ripped my brother in half, He's like, I think it's the end of the world. And it shows like that apparently this meme is drove everyone crazy.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, this is, it's good writing. It's something fresh and different. And the meme I still think is hilarious. Like, because they show it in the back. It's literally like just behind a
sloth with the thumb up. I kind of want that on a shirt. I hope they make it a shirt.
And then it's, they call him Good Time Sloth.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they, and in the back has like everyone's Facebook page of all the important people in the book.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's
cool.
Really just like the sketches and like all the character, like information about it.
Right.
And, then the last one is somebody, but it's all weirdly
like scrambled.
Yeah.
Yeah, like scrambled digital.
So
that's awesome.
That was my favorite of the week. I would give this like 4 stars for this week.
That's awesome.
So if my recommendation, if you want something weird, and it's what's great, only 3 issues. So there it's supposed to be one of, for each day it happens.
Oh. Well, there. So in 3 days, the world either
it ends or it gets solved. So yeah, because right. It's like because day three is where the at the beginning of the book where they show everything destroyed.
Oh, okay.
So it should be interesting. Yeah. So check out Mimetic. It's my recommendation.
All right. So some of the books that came out today: Adventure Time Banana Card 4. Banana Guard.
Oh,
sorry, not Banana Card.
Ring ring ring. Banana phone.
Adventure Time 33, all new Soulfire 8, all new X-Men 33, Archer and Armstrong 25, Axis Carnage 1, Axis Revolutions 1, Baltimore Wolf and Apostle 1, Batman Eternal 30, let's see, Bob's Burgers 3, Brass Sun 6, some of the sweet Breaking Bad Jesse Pinkman hazmat suit figures. Bunker 7, Cowl, the Volume 1 came out.
What was that?
Cowl?
Okay.
Not Cow. Cowl. Critical Hit 2, Cross Badlands 64, Cutter 4, Dark Gods number 1, which I will probably talk about next week because it's by Justin Jordan. The new designer series Greg Capullo Red Hood figure came out, which is pretty sweet. Death of Wolverine, Deadpool, and Captain America, number 1. Death of Wolverine, Logan Legacy 3. Deathlok 1. Deep Gravity 4. DMC graphic novel, number 1. Doctor Who 11, number 4. Doodle Jump 4. Dr. Frankenstein, Monster 1. Dread Underbelly movie sequel one-shot. Dread Uprise 1, Dungeons & Dragons Attack Wave figurines came in, Earth 2 number 4, Earth 2 World's End number 4, the second prints of the Edge of the Spider-Verse number 2, if you missed them, are out now, they're going pretty quick too, Elektra 7, Face Value 2, Fantastic Four 12, Grim Fairy Tales Realm War 4, God is Dead 23, the Godzilla Mini Mates are out.
Godzilla Mini Mates? Are they bigger than the other Mini Mates?
No, but they look really derpy. It's really funny.
So what? They're like, it's like a, just a lizard the same size as the other.
It's like it's Godzilla, Mothra, Gigan, and another one, and they look really derpy. It's really funny.
Nice.
But Mothra's really cute. Guardians of the Galaxy 20. Harley Quinn Annual number 1 with the awkward scratch and sniff in it, which I don't know what it's supposed to smell like.
Oh, well, one of them's weed.
No.
Because, yeah.
Interesting.
It's a thing, yeah. Kip opened one up in Cranberry and we were smelling it, and it was yep, that's totally...
Totally what you think it is.
It's the
gange. Howard the Duck Omnibus hardcover for some store that got it. I Play the Bad Guy 1, Justice League United Annual, Justice League Dark Annual, Last Born 2, Little Nemo 2, Low 4, Marvel 75th Anniversary Celebration number 1, the new Marvel's previews came out as well as regular previews, and I thought the Marvel previews was hilarious because it had Star Wars and it just said, "Welcome home."
Oh, that's cool.
Massive 28, Mega Man 42, Battle Pug Hardcover Volume 3.
Oh, that's
Battle
awesome.
Pug.
I actually like Battle Pug.
Marvel Masterworks Avengers number 6, Morning Glory's Deluxe Hardcover Volume 3.
I saw that. Looks
Futures
nice.
End 26, Nova 22, Outcast 4, Pathfinder City of Secrets 6, Phantom number 1. Let's see. Pulp Fiction 20th Anniversary. Minimates.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe it. That's been 20 years.
Yep, makes me feel old.
Rasputin number 1. Roche Limit 2. Roman Ritual 1. Rotten Ruin 1. Saga 24.
Yay.
Sally of the Wastelands 4. Savage Dragon 199. That's crazy. Sex 17. Sinestro 6. Sonic Boom 1, which is Sonic the Hedgehog going boom. Southern Bastards 5, which has been amazing. Sunrunners 3. Swamp Thing Annual 3. Tales of Mystery number 2. Thanos Got Up There Listening number 4.
That book is a disappointment.
I really liked it so far, but I've only read the first two. I haven't read 3 yet.
Read the first two as well, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Tuki Saves the Humans number 2. Uber number 19. Umbral 10. Walking Dead Magazine 10. War Stories 2. Wayward 3. Wolverine the X-Men 11, which I think is the last one before it switches to Spider-Man. Wonder Woman 35, which I think is the last of the Azzarello run of that. And X-Men 75 Years, the Characters and the Universe hardcover is pretty good. You can find all the information if you think I missed anything, which I did. I skipped over some. You can check our new releases tab on ndcomics.com for more awesome info. All right. So now, since there like so much stuff has been released into the media about movies coming up in the next, 10 years almost they've released?
Only six. 2020. So. Real quick, before that, did you watch Constantine Friday?
Yes.
What did you think? I actually watched it.
I liked it a lot.
I did too.
I heard that it's going to get darker and they're totally disregarding the Liv character after this.
That's what I've heard as well, because they kind of like wrote her out like completely.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how they're going to do that, but I liked it. I wasn't really happy with his accent. I thought it needed to be like that more low-level British accent, like a lot grittier. But he can't really be that without swearing a lot. So,
yeah.
Network TV. And I like the fact they insinuated that he smoked, but they didn't show it. So I was kind of okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was good for a pilot.
I think so, too. And I like that the only thing I'm worried about is because that there is – they're not going back to that character.
Yeah.
Are they never going to have the Helmet of Fate or – Pandora's Box
or the House of Mystery.
Was that the House of Mystery?
It looked like the House of Mystery or House of Secrets, whatever one.
Maybe it was. I never even thought
it
could have
been one or the other. Yeah,
because that's where Justice League Dark is in, right? They're in the House of Mystery or the House of Secrets.
One or the other. Yeah, I can't remember which one. I think it's House of Mystery, but it could be House of Secrets. I don't remember. I haven't read Justice League Dark in a long time.
I just hope that it's not the last we see of other DC stuff. I hope they just didn't tease us with that stuff.
Right.
Like the Helmet of Fate and Pandora's Box.
Right.
Just to get people in the beginning. So.
Right, right.
But I really liked it, too. I don't. Have you read the books? Because I'm one that never did. Like, I was more of a Marvel guy. So.
I read them a long time ago. But not anything.
I have a feeling it's
lately.
Also not going to have anything to do with the old stuff. It's all just going to be out of like new Constantine continuity. So.
Right. One second. Okay.
Well, so yesterday, wasn't it yesterday?
Yeah.
They announced a crap ton of Marvel movies up through 2019.
Cool.
So what I found, if you are friends with me on Facebook, was a handy dandy every superhero movie from this, like, from now.
The end of this, well, yeah, from right now.
From like
next week.
Next week.
Actually,
yeah.
From next week.
Till 2020. So we're going to go a little bit over each book or each movie, talk about it, what we think, and then go from there. So how much time do we have? We have
about a half hour.
We have a half an hour to talk about 106 movies.
20 minutes to a half hour. Okay. But 20 minutes, probably.
So here we go. Do you want me to write them off? Then we'll
you
just
can
talk.
Go, and I will tell you if I'm interested or not. How's
Big,
that?
Big Hero 6.
Kind of interested. Wish they would have kept it closer to the comics, but
I'll be honest with you. I'm glad it's not anything to do with the comics because now I don't feel the need to go run out and watch it. Like, I think I'm going to enjoy it more because it's not anywhere near the comic. There's like, we took roughly ideas and then we're going to make our own thing about it. I'm like, awesome. Great. It's not a key character. I wouldn't be
well,
upset.
Well, it's two out of the six, which, yeah. You know, Baymax and Hero, but I kind of want Sunspot in there, but I don't think they can do that because of Fox owning the mutants.
But you know what? I see, that's the thing. Like, I feel like if you take an F-level character team, like Big Hero 6, that was in what?
They had like 25 issues.
Yeah. And you want to change them completely? Awesome. Go for it.
Yeah, it's not I'm gonna, curious to yeah. see it. I'm interested to see it, but I'll probably wait till it comes out on DVD.
Okay. So we've all seen the Age of Ultron trailers.
Have you seen the newest one? Like
where they're trying to budge the hammer? Yeah, I did see that.
That's was awesome.
So I'm excited.
I am too. Like, I don't think anyone can't be excited for that movie.
Yep. So July 17th, Ant-Man.
I'm excited because I like Ant-Man. Like, I like Scott Lang, mm-hmm. Ant-Man, and I also like Paul Rudd. So I'm kind of pumped for this. I like Evangeline Lilly. She's going to be in the movie. I also like Michael Douglas. How about that? He's in there too. So,
and I like that they mention in Age of Ultron that it's an old peacekeeping protocol, and they made Pym old. So I think what they're going to do is Pym started it.
And then Tony finished it.
Ah,
that makes sense.
So they're still going to keep the Hank Pym, you know.
The initial Hank Pym stuff. Yeah. So that's cool.
Let's see if this happens. Fantastic Four, August 7th. I don't think this is going anywhere.
I don't think
this is going to get crap canned quickly.
I actually would guess by 2017 it comes out as a Marvel movie.
Wouldn't be surprised.
That's my ballpark guess.
All right, so 2015. So here's what kills me. 2015, three superhero movies. Guess what? 2016, we jump up into the one, two, three, four, five, six, seven range.
Damn.
And if they can pull off Deadpool filming and everything in a year, so Deadpool's first, February 12th.
I think they already have parts of it filmed.
Okay. Why? Because it's all CGI?
I think a lot of the CGI stuff they already have worked on.
So
you or ready to roll from what they were going to do with Ryan Reynolds.
I think so, too. So you got CGI filled Deadpool. March 25th, Batman.
Long as Deadpool gets an R rating, I'll go see it.
I will be okay even if it's PG-13.
I think I would be more inclined to see it at an R.
Well, yeah.
But
here's that movie I'm going to see regardless.
The thing I'm going to hate about it is all of the 8-year-old kids that are going to come in and be like, oh, Deadpool, even more so than they are now. And it's like, you should not be anywhere near this character.
Yeah, it's the same kids are like, oh, my dad lets me watch Walking Dead. Like, it's not the same. Like, I can't. Right. You can't right. like this, and like, I can't sell you things.
Also, I'm pumped because then my New Mutants 98 will go up. So, but anyway.
Hey, so we all know Justin's probably going to go crazy.
Oh yeah, he's got like a short box of him somewhere.
All right, so March 25th, 3 days before my birthday, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. It's actually Dawn of Ken's birthday weekend.
I'm on the fence.
Female Robin, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm on, the more they talk about this movie, the less I want to see it, but.
And also, did you hear that, like, the big thing in DC does not want any jokes? Like, all their movies are supposed to be, like, super serious.
Oh, that's going to be terrible. All their superhero.
Like, how do you take.
Dude, even Man of Steel had some jokes in it.
Yep.
You can't not.
It's not.
And you have to have, like, jokes that reflect the actual storyline that you're trying to homage. Because if you don't, people are going to be like, this is dumb. Or this is way too serious.
I think they're going to take themselves too serious.
We'll see with that movie, because that's the first DC movie to come out in like
this is kicking years. Off their like this is the start of their universe.
Yeah,
we're like Man of Steel was sorta, but this is it. Like this is gonna be
Man of Steel was testing the water.
Yeah, like this is because you know what? Also, too, there's Man of Steel was made when they didn't think that they were gonna have the license anymore.
Yeah.
That's why it wasn't called Superman. That's why, you know, the logo looked different. The middle line was chunky. It was a different mm-hmm. logo than what, you know.
It was all fat looking.
It was all fat, and it was different.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad logo, but it's not the original logo that Simon Schwartz. Schuster.
Simon Schuster. Simon and Schuster.
Simon and Schuster. I get them all mixed up with that. There's other names. And I'm like,
Simon Belmont.
Yes. I get totally mixed up with Castlevania.
Anyway.
So there's a lot of litigation during that movie, and a lot of people thought it was like the last thing that DC was going to be able to own if they lost the lawsuit. So this is truly the start of DC cinematic universe as a whole.
Right.
So let's see what happens. And speaking of that, so then they kick off, and then May 6th is
Captain America
Civil War, which...
Pretty excited about that one.
If you think this is going to be, like, epic Tony in the Mighty Avengers versus Cap versus, like, the new Avengers, like, yeah. Civil War was, it is not. I think this is going to be Cap versus Tony, because Tony's in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think however Avengers is going to end is going to lead into Ant-Man, and then at the end of Ant-Man, because of him just going and, like, basically giving himself powers and going and doing this stuff, that's what's going to lead into the actual Superhero Registration Act,
yes.
Which will cause Civil War to happen, and then yes. Crossbones will come back from the end of the second movie, kill him, and I think Bucky's going to take over by the end. Calling it now.
Well... Do they kill him, or do they lock him up?
I think they're going to kill him.
Or kill does he retire?
Or something. Or maybe he goes all nomad. We'll see. Something's going to happen where Bucky's going to take over.
I agree. Yeah. I agree that in this movie something happens where Steve Rogers is no longer
right.
Cap. But Steve Rogers has to be Cap again at some point in time, so I don't think they're going to kill him. Because I don't see how in a movie they can have the timeline thing.
Maybe he's going to get frozen again.
I think he's going to be imprisoned.
Maybe.
Imprisoned or he goes away.
Maybe, just throwing this out there, maybe he becomes Commander Rogers and he takes over S.H.I.E.L.D.
Maybe. I'm fine with that, too. Like, maybe yeah. Tony steps down. Because there's no Iron Man movies on here. They're like this. Right. That should be the last time you see Tony until Avengers 2. No, Avengers 3.
Yeah, which is Avengers. Yeah, Avengers 3, Part 1.
Yeah, Part 1.
Which is in 2018, which we're going to get to. Yes. So.
All right, X-Men Apocalypse. Did you see The Rock might be playing Apocalypse?
Yeah. Which I was actually kind of okay with.
He's a huge dude. That's fine. But how do you as like?
It makes sense. He has that like Egyptian look.
Yeah,
he's doing the Black Adam thing too. Totally cool with it.
But that's what I'm saying. If you sign with DC first, how does DC let that happen?
Right.
Like, how do you let someone do both characters?
Unless DC's just like whatever.
Hey, Suicide Squad comes out. Oh, sorry, May 25th for X-Men Apocalypse.
I'm excited, by the way.
Yes, I like Days of Future Past, so it should be. Decent. Suicide Squad, August 5th. This is called, hey, let's make a Harley Quinn movie without really calling this a Harley Quinn movie.
Truth. And they've also, like, listed the people on the team. Can I just say I'm excited for Captain Boomerang?
Is he on the team?
He's on the team.
So how do you have Captain Boomerang and Deadshot?
You have both on the team. I don't know. But
it seems like the same guy.
My question is, how are they going to justify doing it without the people from Arrow if they said they're trying to keep the two separate? That's what I want to know.
What is that? What it's supposed to be? Is they're going to have the people from Arrow in it in the movie? Or
well, most of those characters were the ones that they showed in Arrow. So we'll see how they look and what they do. And
which also I think is a stupid idea.
Right.
Arrow and Flash, people love. Like,
right.
Why can't you have those guys be in your movie universe? But whatever.
Anyway.
All right, so here we go. You get to vent November 4th, Doctor Strange. Why would you like to vent about this movie, John?
Because the unconfirmed rumor technically rumor, though.
It seems pretty...
It's heavily rumored.
It seems pretty spot on.
That's Benedict Cumberbatch will be playing Doctor Strange.
Archibald Cumberbun.
For those of you who have talked to me about this in the last couple days, know how I feel. I am very not happy with that.
Why?
I don't feel that Cumberbatch I feel like he would be great at the egotistical part before he becomes actual Doctor Strange. Like, when he becomes, like, the sorcerer part.
Well, is that part of the character? Like, can't you...
That part is going to be awesome for him. I cannot see Cumberbatch playing, like, the solemn, almost, like, monk that Doctor Strange becomes when he's Sorcerer Supreme. Like... It's a total flip of character. I think Cumberbatch would be great as a Baron Mordo or Dormammu. Like, he plays villains very, very well. The other thing is, he kind of looks like a corpse.
I think that he might bring something new to the character, because I feel like newer Doctor Strange books, he hasn't been like Monk-esque. I think like 70s, 80s, 90s Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme, he's like, hey, I'm the shit when it comes to like,
right.
Like, this is me, I'm a good guy, new Avengers can hang out in my house. I think that once he lost the Sorcerer Supreme and he's like invoking giant demons recently, they're making him a darker character, and I think that maybe he's the like a more villainous good guy. I feel like because it's the magical aspect, yeah, of it, he can be like,
well, this is a character that me and Ryan both like, we really love this character. I love
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, like if you're a fan of Doctor Strange, you are a hard, you like, it is going to be a tough sell to get the right guy, and I don't think Cumberbatch is that guy.
One of my favorite storylines of all time is the Brian K. Vaughan written, yeah, Doctor Strange the Oath. I think it's great.
They just reprinted that, actually.
Yeah. Go read it. It's great. If they made a movie of that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. I just don't think it's him. And it's really funny because we have like a employees only Facebook group, and Nicole, our accountant, posted it. And Chip was like, and I was like, boo. And then they're both like, shut up, John. And Nicole found this picture that said, keep calm and shut up, John. And then I said to Chip, look, she made a message to me and you. You're keep calm and I'm shut up, John. And he was like, we need to get that on a t-shirt.
Keep calm, Chip, and shut up, John.
So, I think you're going to see a pretty big divide on that. Like, but Marvel hasn't gone wrong yet, so I have hope for it.
You know what? I can't talk crap on. I was so against Heath Ledger's The Joker, and I hate that movie. But the only reason I watch it ever again is because Heath Ledger's The Joker. So I will not talk crap on who they cast for anything.
I'm just curious who they're going to cast as Wong. That's my question.
The kid from whatchamacallit? The White Castle movies.
That guy. Is he great? Asian, he's in Star Trek. Yeah. He's in Selfie. He's great.
He already works for Disney.
They could get the dude from The Hangover that was on Community.
Oh, the What's doctor.
Yeah.
He's actually a real doctor.
Yeah. Ken, that'd be awesome.
Because we have the same name. That's the only reason I know his first name.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Anyway,
let me go back to my list.
November 11th, so a week later, Sinister Six.
Which could be the kickoff of the
Marvel-Sony combination.
Yeah.
It still says Sony Columbia underneath, but it's totally possible.
It could be, because there's a lot. If you haven't heard, there's talks that Sony and Marvel want Spider-Man in. So basically, from what I read, and it could be just internet rumors, but I'll tell people what I said or what I read, is that Marvel wants a part of Spider-Man in their universes.
Right.
So what they want is they want Sinister Six to be a reboot.
Yeah.
Soft reboot. So Spider-Man and the Sinister Six work together to do something, and it's like Spider-Man reluctantly works with all these villains to do whatever.
Okay.
And then after that, they would have start the Spider-Man universe almost again. Actually, and I bet a lot of changes happen with the villains that are in the Sinister Six movie.
Right.
Where they're more classically represented and not what the Sony Spider-Man current
dudes are. Yeah.
So you're going to see it almost as like, hey, these are the villains. Hey, these are whatever, and go from there.
Right.
And then you could also have that as the kickoff point to a new universe, because now the deal is like these guys can go free if they help Spider-Man and do something and like work against one of the like a villain.
Right.
And they, you know, they go free, but then they turn again and Spider-Man has to track them down and, you know, lock them up.
Cool.
And I know that they got to be wanting to do that so that they can have Spider-Man as part of his Infinity Gauntlet stuff coming up later. But
which we'll talk about in a second.
Yes. So
next one, March 3rd,
Wolverine 3.
Rumored to be not with Hugh Jackman.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like he said, like he pretty much after Age of Apocalypse doesn't want to be Wolverine anymore.
But then I heard him say he wanted to be Wolverine in like a Marvel movie, like Avengers.
Oh, well, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Like he I think he's done with.
I think the Wolverine movies speak for themselves when I say like I'm okay if this movie comes out. It's not going to shake my world.
So. I will treat a Wolverine movie like I treat a Wolverine solo book. I don't really care, but I'll check it out. But right. I'm not going to be. Cool. I'm not looking for much meat. This is what I found very interesting. So Marvel. So we're going into 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel typically leads with their stronger of the two movies that year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're leading with Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Like, I know why. The money was there. It made a bunch of, made a ton of money. But I'm surprised that that is now what they're leading their 2017 year with, is May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I think is going to have a lot of strong ties towards Infinity Gauntlet and stuff. A lot of Thanos, I bet, because it's going to be the year before Infinity War. So, it should be really good. I have high hopes for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Me too. I had a lot of fun with the first one. So.
Yeah, me too.
June
23rd, Wonder Woman.
Cool.
I have no idea what to think of this movie.
We'll see.
Based on the newer Azzarello stuff, I hear
yeah,
that it's one of the better runs.
As long as she's like strictly Amazon and half god and badass.
Which I hear that they're going to go with the New 52 origin.
That's awesome.
So
as long as she's like butt kicking, I am cool. So,
we'll see if this movie goes anywhere. Fantastic Four 2, July 14th.
Right.
Which is cool. 4/14/17. But I doubt it happens.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if the first one comes out first.
Yeah, I don't see that happening at all. But that's Fox trying to do something. And I like that Fox has also been like, all right, we're not going to try to do anything in the summer. All of our movies are going to be in the early spring, winter, and in between the summer. So,
right.
So then July 28th, Thor Ragnarok.
I hope they do some kind of awesome storyline for that. But the speculation is that somehow at the end of that, Thor becomes a woman.
There's no...
Because of all that. And I was like, really? Really? Already? Okay. Doubt it.
Thor is not going to be a woman past next year.
Right.
Like, this is like as long as, you know, it's not going to be as long as Cap or Bucky was Cap. It's not even going to be as long as Thunderstrike was taking over Thor in the...
Right.
So, I actually think that this is where Thor stops, doesn't have the... I think this ends with Thor not having the hammer.
Right.
Because I think, and I'll talk about it a little bit, but I don't think he's going to have the hammer at the end of that movie. So July 28th, Thor Ragnarok. Then, is there three Marvel movies that year? Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So then we go, after Thor Ragnarok, that's July 28th, we go November 3rd, Black Panther. Which I'm excited. I like the dude that's playing Black Panther. It looks cool.
Right. I think it's going to be a good movie. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah,
and I'm a little weirded out that it's before Avengers Infinity War, but...
Well, this is why. I think it's because I think you're going to find out that he might have a gem, or it's going to tie vibranium into it.
Right.
Or I think part of Age of Ultron is going to tie into Black Panther.
Right.
So then November 17th, Justice League. So no idea what that's going to be. So now there's a bunch of unknown dates for 2017.
So mostly non-Marvel movies too.
Yeah, Sony's a female lead Spider-Man spinoff, which is
what, the Gwen Stacy movie? She's dead.
Is it going to be the Black Cat movie where she had 2 minutes in the last?
That's a good possibility, but the Mary Jane Jackpot movie, like, I don't know. What? Okay. The Aunt May golden oldie movie. Yep, that's what it is.
Yep. She becomes the Herald of Galactus and goes on from there.
Hell yeah.
The unknown date Venom Carnage movie. How do you have a Venom Carnage movie? Right. You haven't introduced Venom. Whatever.
Right.
Here's my most excited of the group. The unknown date Lego Batman movie. Because I loved the Lego movie and I thought Batman was great in it.
Right.
And I think that a Lego Batman movie will be awesome.
Right.
So we jump into 2018, March 23rd, The Flash, which annoys me that they don't have a the kid who
is on the show.
Yeah, playing the Flash.
Yeah, I think that's annoying.
May 4th, Infinity War number one.
Boom.
And here's what I think. Well, I don't know now.
Okay, I actually had a conversation with somebody earlier about this, leading into the next movie, which is
July 6th, Marvel. Captain Marvel.
So I think at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, you're going to see the Guardians heading to Earth to warn the Avengers about something. Part of that thing that's happening maybe in Wakanda, which will tie in the Black Panther, which will then, in Avengers Infinity War, somehow bring the Kree to Earth, where at the end of that movie, maybe the cutscene will be where Carol Danvers is caught in the blast, becoming Captain Marvel.
Okay.
That's my thought. I hope it works out.
So do I. Because I really want to see Carol Danvers in the Marvel movie universe. I think she's great. I would actually, to be honest with you, if I had to choose, I would want my big three in Marvel to be Cap, Tony, and Carol Danvers.
Yeah, because they were the ones that led the Avengers the most.
Yeah. Like, I like Thor, but I don't like a Thor. I feel like Thor doesn't have a connect with a lot of people. Like, you know, because he's very alien,
godly. I'd like to
godly.
See a Thunderbolts movie. That'd be cool.
But yeah, you may in Phase 17. So after that Unknown X-Men movie, I bet it's going to be like Age of Apocalypse. Or not Age of Apocalypse, but pick some other crossover.
Age of X or...
Yeah.
I don't know what we could do at that point.
Or you reboot it and it's X-Men. It's like Charles. It's like the new X. It's like
the
Cyclops.
Kree War. I don't know. We'll see.
Aquaman, July 27th.
No one cares. It's going to be a hard sell at that point.
Inhumans, November 2nd. Inhumans.
I'm kind of pumped for it, only to see what Lockjaw looks like, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. Now... Clearly, I think that maybe the first phase of Infinity War might be Earthbound, and the second phase might be in like space.
In space, because they can bring the Inhumans in by it.
Like maybe Thanos comes down, steals a gem, and then goes back to his death throne, and it's them. Like, because I think phase. I think.
So you think Captain Marvel and Inhumans will tie into? Infinity War. Okay.
And I think Infinity War 2 is where you bring Cap back, or Steve Rogers' Cap back.
Back as Steve Rogers,
and you bring Tony, puts on the Iron Man suit again.
Okay.
And then Thor gets his, like, those three, because if you have them all, like, because if you look at it, Iron Man 3 ended kind of on a down. Like, he's not going to be Iron Man anymore.
Right.
Tony's not Iron Man. Cap 3 could really could highly possibly end with him not being Captain America anymore, Steve.
Right.
And Thor Ragnarok, that's pretty much saying that Thor's not going to carry the hammer anymore.
Right.
So right now you're looking at like all of everyone's big heroes not having the power that they wield at the time that Thanos is going to be the strongest possible.
Right.
So you have them all come back to their former glory to fight Thanos and...
Right.
With the Inhumans. So that also says you're also going to have the Inhumans, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, possibly Spider-Man. You would throw in the Netflix people, so that's...
Yeah, so by the time you're done, by the time 2019 and 2020 roll around, you could totally do Secret Wars.
You could do Secret Wars, or you could do Kree-Skrull War, or you could...
At that point, the universe is big enough to do whatever the hell you want.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You honestly have...
Secret Wars,
so from
Secret Invasion at that point.
From the Cap universe, like, movies, you can have Falcon, Black Widow, Nick Fury, Cap, Winter Soldier. So there's five characters, and you can throw it any time. Then Tony can do like Iron Patriot, him. Then Rescue, because what's her name?
Pepper Potts. Yeah,
Pepper. Then you have from Guardians the whole cosmic situation. You can pull in anybody you want from Guardians.
Nova. I'm surprised that Nova isn't on here.
I think you see Nova come up in
Avengers 2 or Avengers Infinity War 2.
Either if it's that late or... A lot of space to Earth tie-ins would be Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or,
right,
or Captain Marvel,
right?
Because that's a lot of space to Earth stuff.
That's true.
And Justice League 2, sorry. And Shazam. We're like skipped over a bunch of stuff. Amazing Spider-Man 3. Then stuff that they've not announced a release date for, but they're in the works, is X-Force, Gambit, a Sandman movie, an untitled Superman movie, and possibly an untitled Batman movie.
Oh, we forgot about Cyborg and Green Lantern in 2020.
I didn't forget about them. No. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's funny that the Cyborg guy has been cast, and he's going to make a cameo in the 2016 Dawn of Justice, and then he gets to do nothing until the Justice League movie in 2017, and then nothing again until 2020.
So that guy's at least got three paychecks that he can...
Right? I mean, he's in the contract, man. Oh, a Justice League 2 and a Cyborg back-to-back. So...
Well, he's going to have one busy year.
We'll see. Yeah. Justice League 2, maybe it'll be like Teen Titans, and that'll make more sense for him to be there.
No, because he's never... New 52 continuity, he was never part of the Teen Titans.
Right, which is dumb.
Well, I mean, he fills the slot hole of, like, the Iron Man-type dude, where he's, like, the suit and can shoot stuff.
Yeah.
And he fits the ethnicity role. Like, because DC is so...
Oh, that's true.
He totally, like... And it's sad to say it, but, like, DC is like, oh, well, we need...
Right.
A black
we
dude.
We need ethnicity. Yeah. There, yeah.
Instead of having... Not having Jon Stewart... Which the Green Lantern movie should totally be Jon Stewart. I've said that, I think, on here a bunch of times.
I think it would be cool just to see a Green Lantern core movie myself.
Well, that's
they
what
just
you
already
do.
Exist, and we just go and just do it.
You have Jon Stewart on Earth. You have Ryan Reynolds play a small role as Hal on Oa. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Sinestro War. So you have Jon, like, and then that's how you tie it in. You're like, you know, hey, I'm Jon Stewart. And you have him flying around with the ring, stopping stuff. And I think movies like Spider-Man was cool where it was like, Spider-Man was stopping Rhino. Yeah. Or, like, have him fight up someone that's lame. Like, have him beat up Chemo. Or, like, like put a big circle around Chemo and chuck him into the sun and be like, whatever. And, like, and he's, like, just – he's, like, Jon Stewart protecting things and show that he uses his ring differently, more architecturally sound.
Because he's a architect.
Exactly.
And have him, like, flashback to, like, the Iraq War or something. Yeah.
And that'd you can cool. make it – tie in well, and then you have him go see Ryan Reynolds as you know how on or you have it as you can
at the beginning where what if at the beginning Hal totally goes nuts with the parallax thing, blows up Coast City and kills everybody in the core, and then it's just Ganthet and the ring, and it chooses Kyle Rayner, and we have a Kyle Rayner movie.
You could do
Brandon will be excited.
He's the only
one. I will not.
Him and Aaron Ward will be the only two guys I know that would like a Kyle Rayner movie.
Right.
But he's, like, young, and you can make it, like, that Kyle Rayner could be DC's young, like, kind of like the Flash we're talking, like, makes a lot of jokes. If they even cast the Flash in this movie like that.
Yeah.
But,
well, he is the second longest tenured consistent Green Lantern. So, yeah. It's a good possibility.
And he's the only one that went through the source wall.
True. I'm wondering if in the Flash movie it'll be Wally.
I was thinking that too. Like, it might not be the same one as the TV show.
Right.
Because who's in the TV show?
Barry. Because by that time he'll be old enough to where Wally would be like a teenager.
Yeah.
Or where he is now when he starts the show. So maybe.
If they have a bunch of young kids, I'd be all right with that, being in there just, like, younger. But then, like, the Flash and Green Lantern could be all like, hey, we're cool. We're, like, the same age. And, like, you know, Ben Affleck would be like, eh, kids. He could be like, it's Bruce Wayne, just like,
here's a dollar, go do something.
Like, you know, Kyle, like, pulling down, like, right. Batman's trousers. He's like,
acting all Spider-Man-y.
Yeah.
Alfred's like, on life support at that point.
No, he'll still be old.
Right. Anyway.
But that's all the movie rundown.
Yeah.
And that's our 2 cents about it.
Yeah, so by the time you see this, that map will actually be posted with the post on our Facebook or on our website.
Technology.
Because we can do that now. But
on the website or on our Facebook?
It'll be
page?
On the website and on the Facebook, but you will not be able to download it through the iTunes. So.
What, the image?
The image.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Make sure you check that out. I will also put a note on that for our listeners because it'll show up in the feed on the title. To make sure you check out that.
Yeah, check out our Facebook and then see our stuff.
But
you know, a lot of kids here playing Magic tonight.
I do actually. I need to go and run a 4th edition draft and play it. So
I gotta go to Cranberry.
All right, cool. Well, have a good night, guys, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
All right. Bye.